Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a privilege for me to be able to be your message bearer. And thank you for letting me be your preacher today. And we are happy that God is great. Amen. And he is wonderful. And he is powerful. And he can perform great miracles. Our message today is going to be on, the name of our message is Blessings. So we'll go to the book of Genesis, verse 13. Genesis, the 12th chapter, Genesis, the 12th chapter, verses 2 and 3. I'm reading. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. And so you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you. And the ones who curses you, I will curse. And all the families on the earth will be blessed. So we pray. Thank you, Lord, for promising us that you will bless us and make of us a great nation. Thank you for your blessing. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. God promised to Abraham that he will bless him, make of him a great nation. And he says, I will bless your name, and he will bless those who blessed us and curse those who cursed us. And you would say, God was talking to Abraham. But when we look in the book of John, it says that God has come to his own. He come to his own, and his own does not receive him. But to those who receive them, and he gave them the right to become the sons of God. So we are Abraham by faith. All the promises that God gave to Abraham, he has given us it to us too, because we have become the sons of God because we believe in him and we have accepted him. So when I am riding with my wife throughout the farms, and I'm just looking of, you know, fields of corn or beans, and I'm thinking, that's a lot of blessings. And sometimes we blessings, we are blessed and not figuring out. So I listened to the French radio in Haiti, and a French radio who's telling me how the world is holding itself. And different countries are making it, and some of them are not. And they're not making it because the situation is not good, and there's a lot of migration and people who really living in poverty. Haiti is one of them. But there's a lot of other countries like Africa or somewhere in the Middle East, people are suffering. You wonder why. Why people are suffering like this. And sometimes they talk about Haiti as the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. And I said, this is for no reason. The Haitians are not innocent. And we have a syndrome called selfishness. When we are carrying this syndrome and we're so selfish. Selfish has become a term. And we talked about selfish. But selfish means you care about yourself only, and you don't care about others. And I was thinking about doing something like with somebody that's holding a satellite dish. The satellite dish would fix to the sky, so you would get waves from the rest of the world. But this person would have the satellite fish fixing right on him. All he could see is himself. And in simple things, people are selfish. There was a lady, she came to her husband in Haiti, and she told her, I want some money to buy some milk because the merchant is passing. I want to buy some milk. And the husband answered, I'm not drinking milk. If he's not drinking milk, she can't buy milk. Though they have kids and she have herself, if the husband is not drinking milk, there can't be milk in the house. This is selfish. And when you have people who care for themselves only, and you have different people caring for themselves, what do you have? You would have authorities who cares for themselves too. Because people have the government that they deserve. If you are selfish and you care for yourself, and you have a bunch of people who care for themselves all around, it's normal that you have government that care for itself. I am in Haiti. A lot of time I'm figuring out what can Haitian do to get out of the vicious cycle of being hungry, of having no education, is that they need to start caring about each other. Caring about each other is the right thing. Then sometime I'm figuring out, I said, yeah, if I could talk to the president, I would tell him to start doing a lot of agriculture and transform whatever they have raised, crops they have raised, and put it in cans or preserve it, and so that there's a lot of restaurant all over the country, and that the people would learn to go to restaurant and pay for what they eat. And that would help them to be self-sufficient. We have people that Haiti is independent, but dependent. How could you be independent and also dependent? So we if Haitian would learn to give estimation to themselves, not being selfish, and share with each other, there's something that the authorities in Haiti, they won't share money with you. They're there to pick money from you. And if they find out that you have something that they want to use it without paying you. They want you to completely share it with them without them putting any weight on it. And this situation is common all over the world. And you have wars, people fighting, nations fighting with nations. That would bring poverty. That would be bring uncertainty. But the worst war is when a nation is fighting with itself. And you have people who have the selfish religion that they narcissistically push it into you. When we have selfish people, so selfish, they become narcissistic. And a country who have less narcissistic people around them are blessed. Because the narcissistic, all he does is argue it. Let's argue about it. And argue it until your faces get red. Let's argue it. And that's what happened. In Haiti, I was wondering why people like to argue. They argue about it and won't let go. And I was doing my research and found out that they are narcissistic. And when you go to a lawyer, I said, why the lawyers are so narcissistic? You go to them because you want somebody who knows the law to help you. And they're happy to let you know that you are dumb. But blessings come in all ways. It comes when we have peace. It comes when we have people around us who cares. It comes when we love each other. And this is blessings. In Deuteronomy 32, God said, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, Deuteronomy 11, verses 26, 28. He says, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing is if you listen to my commandment, the commandment of the Lord, your God, I will command you and the curse is if you do not listen to the commandment of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way from which I command you today by following other gods which you have not known. Or white or black, white or red, it's two colors. You listen to the commandment of the Lord, and you will be blessed. If you don't listen to the commandment of the Lord, you will be cursed. And a lot of countries, people are following false gods that are not following the real God, and they are being cursed. And when they are being cursed is, I don't know what to do. I wonder. I am going in migration because I don't know what to do. Because I don't have God to help me know that I should not only beat the iron, but I should melt it too. That's what I'm telling the people in Haiti. You don't only beat the iron, but you melt it. If you beat the iron, you have to have somebody providing it to you so you beat on it to craft whatever you want to do. But if you melt it, you can go find rocks and melt the rock and make iron. Then you'll always have iron to beat on and craft whatever you want. So, God is great. When we listen to Him, when we care about each other, when we argue less, and something great is happening around this nation. Sometime I heard people talking about America. And America doesn't know what nation it is. And I heard the French talking about it's better to be friends of America when you are fighting. Or it's always good to do business with America. Or you better not do business with any other country that America is not doing business with. The whole world listen to what America have to say. Even if they pretend they don't care, you know, I will. Right now there's a problem between Trump and other governments because he's raising prices on the taxes on whatever iron or aluminum that they're selling or whatever. But really, when America decided something, or it does good or it hurts. God blessed America. And this Vladimir Putin said, what America is doing? I don't see America. I thought America has to be with me so we could govern the whole rest of the world. He wasn't happy that he was doing it by himself. He wants America to be part of it. Although he's pretending that he is the first. I'm talking about Putin. The reason why the world is hungry and you have different pockets of nations, who are hungry, it's because hungry and suffering, it's because of selfishness. It's because of careless. And we have the nations of the world who are able to go way to the planet Mars or go to the moon, but not capable of finding out why the people on earth are hungry or planting enough crop for the rest of the world to have food. And we have a lot of nations putting together everything, food or whatever it is, gold, they're gathering it somewhere. All for me, none for them. It's selfishness. Jesus told his disciples to go all over the world. In Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. Go all over the world and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and I will be with you. All over the world, although the nations don't care about each other, but us as Christians, it's our job and our duty to go all over the world to bring relief to the people, to bring the gospel, and to tell them, I know you're there, and I care for you, because God cares. Your world would start with the neighbors, and far and beyond the neighborhood, this is the world. Some people would like to share with the people in their community. They feel like the people in their community are their world. Or if something is happening right here in the church, they want to be part of it. But if it's outside of the church, they don't want to be part of it. But Jesus said to go all over the world. Go wherever the world ends. And that's where we go. And I am always trying to tithe or share with places where I don't have control over. If I give some money to my church, it will come back to me with whatever the church has, the pews or whatever it is. But if I give it away to go, I don't have any control on it. And that's how I assume God wants me to give. Give to the people away from us that we don't have control. We don't know what they're doing because it's too far from us. But what God wants us to care for the far people, far away people. We can't care about each other. We can't prove that we love them if we don't have the love of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He loves us, and he loved the world, and he gave Jesus. We receive Jesus, and we experience him, and he has done great things in our life. It's our turn to share this Christ to the neighborhood, to the faraway people, like this church has done. It has been to different countries over the world, which is great because God cares for us. And we need to prove to other people that we care for them too. And we want them to come to Jesus and to break the cycle, the vicious cycle of selfishness. Because that's what eating the world. And you have this world of everybody doing their own thing. They're showing their own thing. And some nations are showing how powerful they are, how they could beat on other countries without any problem. And we have a problem of Russia beating on Syria. And just to prove that he can do it. And I heard the French said that the Russians are sending like guided airplanes, drones that goes from Russia to Syria to throw bombs on the people. But they do it just to show that they can do it. We can do things because God gave us the permission to do it. Remember when the people were building like the tower so that they would reach God, reach the heaven? And God said, well, let's go see what those people are doing. And he went and mixed up the language and then stopped this tower. And you have the world, they're building the bomb, they're building the whatever the last thing that this Korean guy was building is. God could have messed up their brain and stop it. But our knowledge comes from God. The whole world's knowledge comes from God. And one thing you do can destroy the world, and one same thing you do can build a world. It's white and black. The same thing can build a world, and the same thing can destroy the world. And the fact is, some people would hear the gospel and don't do nothing with it. We have a guy, he has been in church, I can understand, because he knows. He probably, having been to some Bible school or study or whatever, but you know what? He hasn't been baptized. But he came to the church and he starting his teaching. And I found out he's not baptized yet. And he is living with a woman that he's not married with. But he knows the gospel. He knows to teach people. But what is it if you know it and you don't practice it? A lot of people have been to school to study something, and they studied it and get their diploma, and they don't practice it, and they forget it. And that's how it is. You learn about God, you study the Bible, and you know the gospel, but if you don't practice it, it's nothing in you. When we start practicing the gospel, and we do God's will, and we care about what he has to say or not to say, then we get baptized, we marry the woman that we're living with. It's all of that. And as this guy was trying to preach others, and I said, yeah, but the cup must be clean. To drink some water out of the cup, it has to be clean. Which means you have to marry your woman and get baptized and prove to the Lord that you're wanting to do His will. But we can't do nothing for ourselves. We have to invite Jesus to come to our life. And He will keep on blessing you, your family, your community, your nation. He will bless you as He promised to Abraham that He will bless him. And if we stay within God's commandment, and He will love us and keep pouring His blessing, putting money in your pocket, giving you nice ideas, and build you and make you have self-esteem and He cares for you. When you care for others, and God will care for you. And if you haven't received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and start thinking about those things, it's time to think about others beside yourself. And it's time for the Haitian to start thinking about other Haitians beside themselves. It's time for governments to start thinking about the people instead of themselves. I had to get about 4 in the morning to go to the airport because there was going to be a strike. Because the striking, because the congressman doesn't care about the people. We have a prime minister that has to be put in office, but it has to go to the congressman. And the congressman, in order for him to be chosen, the government, the president has to share something with the congressman. Because the president picked the prime minister, and the congressman have to vote him. And he's got to give them something. And every time, he's got to take money from the public treasurer and hand it to the congressman. And the people are mad. In July, there was a riot where the people get out on the streets and demonstrating and stop the circulation completely off the road. And they go and destroy and break businesses and all that stuff. Because of selfishness. When it's time for Haiti to stop thinking about themselves and other nations in Africa. And it's a dilemma to change government in those countries. When somebody elected president, it seems that he wants to be president forever. And if he was a good president, a good government, then people want him out anyway at any price because of selfishness. selfishness is looking at yourself. I'm good. Everything belongs to me. It's all for me. And we are all selfish at a certain level. We are all selfish at a certain level. We need to ask God to change us and build us into a loving and caring people. The whole world needs us. People in the neighborhood needs us. There's people in the church who might need other people in the same church. I'm telling you that Haitians, they're so needy, they beg. But there are people, you can kill them, they won't beg. But they're needy. And when we care about others and we find people who really, you feel that's needy and help them. Everything you do to others, you did it for Jesus. And you would ask, well, when did I did it to you, Lord? No, every time you did to people. You did it for me. I am always I'm asking my wife, do I care about you? Am I treating you well? Because I'm looking at people treating, husband treating their wife bad, or wives treating their husband bad, and people who doesn't care a hoot about others. I'm asking, am I treating other people as I should? Am I treating you okay, honey? We need not to ask, how come this country is so poor? How come the people of whatever country it is poor? They need Jesus, they need food, they need education, they need some assistance, and they need people who care about them. And you have received the word, and you received it with great joy and shared with others. Thank you for letting me be your messenger today. Amen.
Rick Lee. You know, this morning it just reminded me as you were preaching that, you know, it takes just one generation of that selfishness or that selflessness that God is calling us to. And you know what? It's just one generation away from going the other way, either a blessing or a curse. So right now I'd just like to pray for Wilkie and for Dee, and we're just going to ask that you stick around and grab a donut and grab a cup of coffee and then enjoy a time of fellowship and a potluck dinner to get to know them a little bit better. So let's have a word of prayer. Oh, precious Father God, you are an incredible and mighty and awesome God. And again, I just thank you for this morning that we could gather together, Lord, to share in your fellowship, Lord, to share in the word, to share just in the time that will give you praise and glory and honor. Right now, I just lift up Wickley and Dee, Lord, and I just pray your hand of blessing upon them and their ministry in Haiti. Lord, I pray that you would turn ourselves, even our own hearts, Lord, away from ourselves, Lord, and look to you, the author and perfecter of our faith, Lord. I pray that you would give us the strength, Lord, to recognize the needs around us, Lord, and to recognize that you have placed us here as your hands and feet, Lord, to be the mouthpiece that you designed us to be, Lord, to share the good news of Jesus. For he is the answer. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one will have life except through him. So we put it all in your hands, and we ask for your amazing will to be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand as we sing.